Coming up, it's Lightning Fill in the Blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. You can send an email to waitwait@npr.org, or you can go to our website at waitwait.npr.org, where you can find out about attending our weekly live shows right here at the Chase Auditorium in Chicago, or you can download the Wait Wait podcast for your computer or MP3 player. Hi, you're on Wait Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, Peter. This is Lyle Swenson in Phoenix, Arizona.
Well, how are things in Phoenix?
Cold, bitter cold.
Oh, really? I am strangely glad to hear that.
It dropped down below 60 last night.
Down below 60. Yes, fine. Well, thanks for being on our show. Well,
I had to put socks on. Yeah.
Lyle, welcome to our show. Now, Carl Castle is going to read you three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly on two of the limericks, you will be a winner. Ready to play?
I think so.
All right, here's your first limerick.
Roger Ailes says men don't have a stroke. My jibe was not meant to provoke. When I say catch this guy, I mean Bush ain't too sly. Geez, you Democrats can't take a...
joke?
Exactly right. A joke. This week, Fox News President Roger Ailes told this joke. Quote, and it is true that Barack Obama is on the move. I don't know if it's true that President Bush called Musharraf and said, why can't we catch this guy? Unquote. Well, now look.
It's all in the delivery,
Peter. Apparently. If only I had Roger Ailes' comic genius. Democrats got incredibly upset. They canceled a presidential debate that was to be broadcast on Fox. They said, why, he's saying Obama's a terrorist. He's demeaning the man we love. But they did not seem to notice that the joke actually was at President Bush's expense. You see? Not Obama's. The idea was that President Bush didn't recognize Obama's name, you see. And second, it's, you know, it's a joke. Not bad. Certainly up to our standard, don't you think? All right, here's your next limerick.
Chuck Hagel's no media hater. To press deadlines, he sure does cater. He set them a date. On this date, he did state, my intentions, I'll tell you all
later.
Exactly right. When Nebraska Senator Chuck Hagel announced a press conference to make, quote, an announcement on my political future, the media whipped itself into a frenzy. Reporters flew into Omaha. Cable news networks carried it live. And Hagel comes out and he says, quote, I'm here today to announce that my family and I will make a decision on my political future later this year, unquote. Reporters felt like they had paid for dinner and just gotten a peck on the cheek. The press conference was declared, as the Hotline political website said, quote, the biggest letdown since Joey spun off from Friends, unquote. All right, here's your last limerick.
She just snapped. Stay away from your brother. Oh, don't worry. I'll make you another. He's too much to carry, all ugly and hairy. But come here, pretty child. Kiss your...
mother?
Exactly right. Scientists have often pondered the question, why are humans hairless, mostly, instead of being furry like our chimpanzee relatives? You know, hair is very useful in cold climates like Phoenix. A paper published in Britain suggests that it was picky and cruel Stone Age mothers who did it. Maybe, the theory goes, they did not think that their hairy babies were very cute, so they may have abandoned them in favor of more attractive hairless siblings, therefore sort of selecting for hairlessness. And there's a side benefit to this theory. It might solve another mystery. What happened to the Neanderthals? The idea is that once we became hairless, hairy things all look like animals or prey, food animals. So Neanderthals stayed hairy. We had them over for lunch. We ate them.
So, like, that would make Ed Asner a like, protected species.
Exactly right. Carl, how did Lyle do in our quiz?
Well, Lyle had three correct answers, Peter, so he's a winner. He wins our prize.
Very well done.